Good afternoon. I'm Katerina Kostakos. You're listening to Mojo Radio, where we recap the top stories of the week. In breaking news, Her Majesty the Queen, Elizabeth II, has died, aged 96. Buckingham Palace released a statement early this morning that the monarch died peacefully at her Balmoral home. Members of the royal family rushed to the Queen's side after it was announced she had been placed under medical supervision last night. This now makes her eldest son, Charles, King Charles III. Premier Daniel Andrews has apologised for the 33 people who died due to 000 calls being unanswered, 4 days after a damning report was released. The Premier was criticised for his lack of urgency in delivering the apology.
I offer my deepest condolences and sympathies and my personal apology and the apology of the government more broadly to anybody who has been touched by this virus and particularly those who have lost a loved one.
He says his government is committed to improving the 000 call-taking system, Esther. He says they'll hire more staff and spend millions of dollars to improve the system. Childcare workers across Australia walked off the job on Wednesday. The United Workers Union is calling for a national shutdown to rally against poor pay and staff shortages impacting the early education sector. More than 300 childcare centres in Australia have taken part in the action, impacting more than 70,000 families. The union is demanding the sector be reformed to prevent the industry from going under. Five teenagers have died in a crash in Buxton, New South Wales. The four-person ute crashed into a tree, killing three girls and two boys, all aged between 14 and 16 years old. 18-year-old Terrell Edwards was the driver and sole survivor of the crash. He has been charged with 5 counts of dangerous driving, causing death, and was denied bail. Police allege the crash was due to dangerous driving and overloading. The court heard Edwards has twice been suspended from driving for speeding. Heading overseas now, and 10 people have died and 18 were injured during a stabbing rampage across 13 locations in Canada. The offenders were two brothers. One was found dead earlier this week after suffering injuries police say weren't self-inflicted. The second died of self-inflicted injuries after a 4-day manhunt ended in his arrest. Their motive is still unknown. Controversy arised on social media after a lawmaker in the Philippines proposed a bill declaring ghosting an emotional offence. Marla Summer reports.
A bill filed by Filipino politician Arnulfo Tevez is being met with mixed responses on social media. Representative Tevez declares ghosting, cutting all forms of communication with someone, an emotional offence. The bill states ghosting is abuse when in a dating relationship that has evolved over time. Co-founder of Dating for Love and relationship coach Joe Oppenheimer says ghosting is a form of emotional offence only in the context of long-term relationships.
If it is someone that you're quite close with, then that is going to cause a lot of emotional pain. And I think that's what this law seems to be going after.
Social media users have since called out the law, saying it is a waste of time. Being both ghosted and having ghosted someone else, Rowan Nair says the problem needs attention, but not from a legal perspective.
Start taking it more seriously than just an unfortunate teen angst moment. There is an existing RR, like Respectful Relationships Program, by the Victorian government that's being rolled out in like high schools. I think that should be sort of pushed more.
The bill does not propose a punishment, but community service is an option. Marla Summer for Mojo News.
A 14-year-old Tasmanian boy has successfully cracked some codes on a coin released by an Australian intelligence agency. The commemorative 50-cent coin marks the Australian Signals Directorate's 75th anniversary and contains hidden messages about the organisation. The encryption is reported to feature a combination of coding from thousands of years ago to modern binary code. It is reported that the boy managed to get all the right answers in just an hour after the coin's release. Aussie tennis player Nick Kyrgios has lost out to Russian player Karen Khachanov in a thrilling, almost four-hour-long match. Rishabh Jain explains.
Nick Kyrgios was knocked out of the US Open after losing the quarterfinal against world number 8 Karen Khachanov. Kyrgios, who had a successful run in the US Open after defeating the world number 1 Medvedev, he reached the quarterfinal. However, a knee injury that flared up during the first set could be to be blamed for the loss. Commentators and fans are also saying that his outburst after the match was a national embarrassment. Tennis fan and marketing professor at RMIT, Kevin Argus, says,
I would ask the question, what embarrassment? I mean, who is embarrassed? The man has represented the country. Well, he's representing himself, but he's an Australian, so we take on board that he represents Australia as a brand. He's gone deeper into the tournament than anyone else has, certainly in the men's side of the draw. He's performed exceptionally well. He's only just fallen short in a very tight five-set match.
Earlier this week, Serena Williams was defeated by Aussie Ayla Tomljanovic, making it her last game. Rishabh Jain, Mojo News.
Looking at arts and entertainment now, HBO's House of the Dragon has skyrocketed in popularity. In fact, the prequel of Game of Thrones is the most popular TV show in the world at the moment, according to IMDb. There have been plenty of raving reviews about the show. However, not all the discussions has been positive. The show has received backlash for its depiction of sexual violence against women. Looking at the weather forecast for the weekend now, on Saturday, Melbourne should be expecting a top of 16 with a high chance of showers. Sunday will be slightly colder, partly cloudy with a few showers. I'm Katerina Kostakos. This is Mojo Radio.